reading from Revelation 10, 1 to 6. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open, and he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created the heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. Time no longer. Amen. Let us read the seventh verse. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he had declared to his servants the prophets. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy words. You may be seated. Amen. I feel a happy feeling. Yes, tonight coming from the congregation, and we are thankful for the joy of the Lord. And the entrance of the word giveth joy. Yes, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Yes, a Christian life is a joy. If you know you are not longing for the things of the world, it becomes a joy. So we are a happy people, praising the Lord. So we are back here tonight to continue this exposition of damnable heresies. We stopped at the fivefold ministry, and I will still bring a few facts. So you have to be patient with me. And then, as we cross that fivefold ministry for a few minutes, then we will start with Revelation 10:1 proper. The heresy. Yes. Of Te and Andalma. So, the name of this whole message from last Wednesday, you will now document it, is Raymond Jackson Offspring. Raymond Jackson Offspring, Te and Andalma. Yeah, Revelation 10:1 heresies. So we are going to expose tonight the heresies that surrounds our kinsman redeemer, trying to take him away from the people of the world, trying to take him away from this assembly, trying to take him away from the message. Yes, sir. So we are standing in defense of this great and mighty angel that came down from heaven, whose presence that we feel, who is our life, yeah, who is our joy, who is our peace, yes, and of whom we have a revelation. As kinsman redeemer. Nobody take him away from us. No. So, there is another script here that I want to read, and that is in Matthew 7. You don't have to turn. I will get it here. And this is Matthew 7, 15 to 20. And hear the words of our Lord. How gracious and what a great teacher he was. Every word that he said was meaningful, divine, true, yes, and with great lessons behind it. So he says here, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Yes, sir. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit. Yes, sir. But a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruits. Evil fruits. A corrupt tree will bring forth evil fruits. Hear this, talking to you now. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruits. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Beautiful scripture. It is found in Matthew 7, 15 to 20, and it continued to speak about the false. Not everyone that saith, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of God, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. We want to be that kind of people. Yes, if you are not doing right, you know, strive to do right. Yes. And that is the reason for this exposition. So we are back on Tay and Anders' case. All right. Tay and Anders' case. And their heresies, I will repeat here. So, first of all, their heresies are based upon Brother Jackson's heresy. Yes, yes. Brother Branham said in Question and Answers, he says, Jackson believes this message just like I believe. Yeah. He said, when I preach church order, a lot of people went down to his church, and he said, that is Jackson's trouble, not mine. But he believes the message just as I do. That is 1964, somewhere around there. Now, that is history. Afterward, the prophet died, Jackson, he had his own message. Yes, and he misinterpreted the scriptures. Yes, yeah. And we expose that in book 12. I think it's the 16th chapter. And he was definitely contrary to the teachings of Brother Branham. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. All kinds of heresy. Heresies that a madman will preach. I hear a lot of mad people preach already, you know. I guess you too. Yeah. I sit down and listen to them. Oh my. I hear them preach. You dare not open your mouth. Yeah. So, Amos, his claims alone is able to expose him. And now we are dealing with Te and Anda, who propagates the same doctrine. Yes, sir. Who Jackson fathered them. Yes, sir. And one of the heresies is that Brother Branham left a fivefold ministry in operation. And we disprove that. And you're going to hear a little more strong how we are going to disprove that. Not a human being on earth could challenge it. Yeah. And then the second heresy, that is just the big ones. Revelation 10:1 is not on the altar since 1963 and the seals, but will be here when mercy is over and the blood goes off the mercy seat and right at the time of the rapture. Now that is found in Anders' book that he published and one of the sermons of Tate. You remember him? The thunder specialist? Certified in America? But people love themselves. Yeah. Thunder specialist. But he put the revealing of the thunders when mercy is over. Yeah, that is where he put the thunders, and the seventh seal is at the end of the mercy and when Christ comes. That is where he put the thunders. Now, we expose the fivefold ministry in operation. Both Te and Anda believes the same thing. I don't know who is the leader. They believe that the two clouds, one in Arizona and one that came down with Revelation 10:1, is not associated there. They also believe that there are two angels, one the notable angel of the seventh angel group that took up Brother Branham, and the mighty angel are two separate angels. There is a little heresies that we have to pick up, all coming from one main heresy, and that is Christ is not now on the earth as the mighty angel. When you make one heresy, you have a lot of branches that go out, and you go way, way off. Yes, and everything become a heresy. Yes, because like Brother Branham will say, you miss the bullseye. Yeah. So now, we have proven that Te is a born liar, saying that he never said that Bruce is the eighth messenger. And we have ministers and his own disciples that say, yes, he said that. Now, how a man could lie like that and stand behind the pulpit? He came from a corrupt tree. He came from a corrupt tree. All right, we have proven him a liar on the subject of the fivefold ministry. And now, friends, I will say this here, that these men were defeated.
Yes, sir.
They were exposed as liars, both naturally in natural things and in the fivefold ministry.
Yes.
Now, they came from a corrupt tree. Just like Jesus said. Now, you cannot get away from the words of our Lord. He said, a corrupt tree will bring forth corrupt fruits. Now, after going through that, Beloved, that is enough to make these two men repent, come down from the pulpit, and the congregation leave them. Because we show the root that they came from. The root that they came from is a root of heresy. A root of disrespect to Brother Branham. Right? Misinterpretations of the scripture. Yes, that's the root that they came from. Yes, and their root was Jackson. That is why I said Raymond Jackson offspring. Yeah, Tay and Andal, Revelation 10:1 heresies. Now, the heresies that they followed make them twofold more child of hell. Yes, sir. Twofold more child of hell. Because they added heresies upon heresies. And they take it way off. Yeah. Jackson believed the seven thunders was this side of the rapture. And he was the chief thunder. With six other men. And Tay and Ander believe the thunders is on that side of the rapture when Jesus comes. Not 1963, but whenever Jesus comes. Then it will be revealed. Now that's a lie of the devil. These men came from a corrupt tree. Yes, and they are bringing forth corrupt fruits. And they are preaching corrupt doctrine. So, those who are following them, whether it be members or pastors, if this ever falls into your hands, this is sufficient to make you leave these men. And as I say, depart from the tent of Korah, Abiram, and Dathan. So, by this time, I should not even address their heresies, because all that could come out of their mouth is corruption. And they trace back to a corrupt tree. Corrupt heresies, corrupt teachings, confused teachings. And being heretics, this is their second admonition. He that is a heretic, after this first and second admonition, reject, for they are condemned by themselves. They condemn their own selves. They are. So, I treat them as pastors. Sometimes I call them brothers. That is brother heretics. Yeah. So, brother heretics, this is my second admonition to you. After this, you are rejected. Yes, sir. So, in their teaching on Revelation 10:1, which we're going to pick up just now, they say that Revelation 10:1 is when mercy is over. When the blood goes off the mercy seat. And at that time, just before that, the seven thunders and seven seals will be revealed. And on top of that, hear this madness, that's the time of the bride's revival. Mercy, mercy, mercy. You mean they say a man could be so foolish? Huh? Pastors who follow that? Congregation who follow that? The exposure that has already gone in a book, waiting for this one tonight, is sufficient to let you know that we love you as message believers. And we long for your souls. But we have proven your pastors bastard born. Oh, yes. Without any revelation. Yeah, and without truth. And I prove to you where to speak contrary to Brother Branham's message.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I declare here that mercy is not over.
Amen.
Yes, the blood is on the mercy seat.
Yes.
So now we expose the fivefold ministry in operation. We have not seen it. Where is it? They say that Brother Branham left a fivefold ministry when he went home. The simple question is when and where is it in operation? So they just state that on their sermons. After Brother Branham, Elijah the prophet is the fivefold ministry. Never give any explanation, right? Because they want to explain away Revelation 10:1. I am telling you that after Brother Branham is Revelation 10:1. All right. After Brother Branham is Revelation 10:1. And after Revelation 10:1 is the fivefold ministry. All right, let me prove that in the scripture to you. After John the Baptist was Christ. He was not called Revelation 10:1 then. All right, Christ. And after Christ was the fivefold ministry. And they cannot tell us how the fivefold ministry came into being. You know who set the fivefold ministry into motion? God. God had set some in the church. Right? Apostle, prophet, teachers, evangelist, and pastor. I am asking te and under how. And we are keeping our secret. How? Hear it again. The order of the Lord and the type of the Lord was John the Baptist first. Then Jesus followed. No fivefold ministry was set under Jesus. All right. After Jesus, then come the fivefold ministry. Now tell me how. Tell me when. Tell me where. We know. And you don't know. Yes. You set it just after Brother Branham. All right. So friend, all that these fellows can speak is corruption. I am laying the axe to the root of the tree. They came from a corrupt tree. They came from heresies. You cannot be born again from a corruptible seed, but by the incorruptible. So this is now is enough for you pastors around the world who follow this cult. Yes, for your eyes to be opened up. Jump out of that. All right, search out EODH books. Search out EODH ministers and go and sit under them. Right? In Ghana, go down there to our ministers. Yeah. Go down there to the brothers there and humble yourself. Yes. Because te is not born again nor andal. A man born again will take up that title, brothers and sisters. Huh? Special thunder consultant. Certified in America. You talk like an organizational superintendent with a PhD behind his name that don't know the word of God. And you don't know the word of God. You're exposed. Okay? You are exposed as a liar. And your congregation know that you was broadcast in my name. And when we now pen you, you're lying. But we have witnesses that were sitting there when you said it. So you're a corrupt tree. You're bringing forth corrupt fruit. All right. So, this is where they get tied up. This is new. This is where they get tied up with the fivefold ministry. They don't know that the fivefold ministry is the placing of the sons. Or adoption. And Brother Branham made that very clear.
Yes.
And he said that they have an imitation. Yeah. Now let me put in this right here for you. I don't want you to miss it. All right. I am saying that the adoption is the fivefold ministry. And that is where they went wrong. You cannot have the fivefold ministry set in order until the sons of God are placed by God. God had set some in the church. Not Brother Branham. God had set some in the church, Ephesians 4. And hear the words of the prophet. All right. Now the same son that was born into a family could be adopted into the same family, or placed in the same family, or give a position in the family that he was born into. And I do believe that is the work of the Holy Spirit today among the church. Is trying to place in the church positionally apostles, teachers, prophets, and so forth. We have seen many false alarms and so forth moving among the people, which only indicated that a real, genuine adoption was at hand. I believe it. God has to place into the church. That's the business of God, not of man. That is the tape called Hidden Life 1955. Unquote. I am using this quote here to prove to you that the fivefold ministry and the setting of the fivefold ministry is called adoption. It is called adoption. And adoption has not taken place in the church. Brother Branham looked for it all the days of his life. And he says, what they have is false alarm of a fivefold ministry. Yep. So now, this year, Mr. T and Ander, you claim a fivefold ministry. When did the adoption take place? Where did it take place? Yeah. And if you know when the adoption takes place, then you have a fivefold ministry. I am saying the adoption and the setting of the fivefold ministry is one and the same. Upon the basis of the scripture and upon the quotations of the prophet of God, yes, and there was an adoption take place after Jesus left the earth. Then we started hearing about apostle, prophet, teacher, and evangelist. Then they could have written epistles and say, Paul an apostle, Peter an apostle of Jesus Christ, James a servant of God, Jude a servant of God. Yes, something happened, man. There was an adoption that they could have identified in scripture, the fivefold ministry. Then, my brother, the brothers all recognized Agabus was a prophet.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, remember that?
Yes.
And they recognized those teachers. Yes. And they recognized pastors. So the fivefold ministry was in motion after Jesus ascended on high. And the Bible says he ascended on high.
Yes, sir.
Come on, you know the scripture. He ascended on high and he gave gifts unto men. Yes, he gave gifts unto men. And some apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists, and pastors. For the perfecting of the saints. Yes. For the perfecting. perfecting of the saints. Now this fivefold ministry was in all the preachers that followed Jesus. But they was not adopted. You could have been in a family, but you need adoption. So there was in the family of Jesus, preaching the gospel and everything like that, but they needed adoption. Tay and Anda, I challenge you, and Bethel challenge you, and Eodia challenge you, to prove to us where this adoption take place. Right? When the adoption takes place, then the fivefold ministry is set in order.
Amen.
All right. You say the adoption is something else. Adoption is something else? Then the prophet don't know what he's talking about. Huh? Hear him. On this tape, Hidden Life again. He said the adoption is near. He said that's the next great move is the fivefold place in his church, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. All right. So, let me quote directly now. I believe that that is the time that the church has arrived at today, that the next great move in the church is for God. After we have seen the false alarms, but now God will place in his church correctly apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists, not man-made seminary brought in, but God will place into the church not theology run overs and overnights, but God will place in the church as God has chosen, as the Holy Ghost has tutored this church and raised it up, and in there God will adopt into the position his sons. They are already his sons, but whether they are worthy of the position that he has for them, that adoption is near the time in parable of the church. It's time for that. Now let's drop back to the hidden life and find out what this is going to require to get into the place of adoption. Unquote. Beloved, that is what we are doing here for years. We are being trained up. And brother, though we are born again, we are waiting on an adoption. When the adoption takes place, we're going to see true apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists, and pastor. Yes, and it will outshine the false alarms. And you are a false alarm. Tay, you are a false alarm boy. Thunder specialist, you're a false alarm. Amos, you are the unveiling of the Son of God in a black skin of ham. You are a false alarm boy. I'm calling you to repentance. I'm calling Tay to repentance. When you get this, my brother, Anda, know that your book that you wrote is heresy that is trying to take away and interfere with the plan of God. You are false alarms. How many say false alarm, man? False alarm. False alarm. Yes. And our brothers in Ghana are true alarm. Yes. They are making a certain sound. They are preaching the truth. And you are strictly out of place, rude, right, to tell them that they cannot discuss the question you call them for, because they don't know their position in the fivefold. I am proving to you that you don't know your position, and you are not in the fivefold. You belong to a corrupt tree. A corrupt tree. And you should sit down and let the minister speak to you. and bring deliverance to your nasty soul, and bring deliverance to the congregation. They are the true certified ones, boy. They are certified by EODH. Certified by God. Their revelation is certified. Yes. I don't want to get in that kind of game. I have a little ways. Something stir my soul and stir your soul when you hear men speak heresies. Speak like some brain donkey. Yeah? And make such claims of apostle. Yeah? Joshua. Corrupt tree. And these have gone out. Do you know that Jackson's a star in front of these fellows that was his offspring? The man believed the thunders for this side of the rapture. Yes, sir. He made a mistake. He said that he is the chief thunder and you have six other men who are six thunders. Yeah, I'm sorry for the man. I'm hoping that he went mad. Yeah, if the man went mad, his soul is saved. And I would love that. Yeah, we love Jackson. Yeah. Sure. Here another. God someday, if the people who are born again of the Spirit of God and the tutor brings message to the Father, one day it's called to the side and visited by God and positionally placed in the body of Christ, a teacher, prophet, evangelist, teacher, pastor, whatever you have been, obedient since he had been born, God places that person. You see it? Hear him, 1957. I am convincing that congregation over there with the ministers that they and under lied. They lied. Leave these liars alone. The prophet is saying that the adoption is the placing of the fivefold ministry. Yes. Isn't that true? Yes. We stand for that. Yes. All right. Okay. He is saying about the same thing on Manifested Sons 1960. He say you got to be born again, then placed into the body with the five gifts. Where are you going to go from there, Mr. T? You have to formulate another liar. How can you know your position in the fivefold ministry unless the adoption takes place? I know a man who was adopted in the body of Christ. And brother, his name was William Branham. And he knew that he was Malachi 4, 5, and 6. That is man. Now look how the adoption takes place. Look how the fivefold ministry is set. Bear patience with me. All right. Oh, he will take you out sometime. An angel will appear to you. He will put his robe of power upon you. And he will adopt you. Then, by that adoption, he'll give you power to work for him. Hear ye him, 1960. Isn't that lovely, boy? I tell you, brethren, the adoption and the setting of the fivefold ministry is one and the same. And then God will do it for himself. They are lying to us and telling us that Brother Branham leave that and went away, but never said no more, because they are ignorant of the scriptures. Say you are ignorant of the scripture. And you are ignorant of the scripture. Yeah. Amos, you are ignorant of the scripture. Yes. How can you claim those positions and they are not, you are not adopted into the body? You are a false alarm. Congregation, you should not follow a false alarm. You should not follow a heretic. No. You should not follow a man that was born from corruption, from Jackson tree roots. And Jackson was a star in front of them. Jackson believed the seven thunders was this side of the rapture, and he took up the highest position. Yeah. So the ambition was there. Yeah. The pride was there. And there you inherited that. And you inherited that man. And you deceived these people. Yes. With your big certificate. Thunder specialist. How can you be thunder specialist and claim that the thunders is going to be revealed at the rapture? Isn't that dumb like a donkey? You have a thunder specialist and you don't know what the thunder said. And it have to be revealed about the time of the rapture. Huh? Your head too big. Huh? Your pride is like Satan. Yeah, you lift it up. You come from a corrupt tree. And then on top of that, he want to explain Revelation 10:1. A man out of a corrupt tree. Yeah. A donkey. A dog that can't bray. You want to interpret Revelation 10:1. You want to interpret God? Boy, I tell you. So they wrongly separated the fivefold ministry from the adoption, and they brought out all them false claims, right, and false titles there. Yeah? And some of them secretly believe that they are apostles and prophets, you know. Yeah, secretly believe. They tell the congregation, don't tell nobody this mighty revelation. We are prophets and we are apostles. And we are coming out in public very shortly. Hey, let me tell you something. When God set you in the fivefold, when he adopt you, his power, signs and wonders. Yeah, they was adopted and they came down, my brother, and he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have divided. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up. That's the kind of apostle we want. That's the kind of prophets we want. Yeah. And Agabus prophesied, my brother, take over the mantle of Paul and wrap himself. And he said, so shall this man who owned this girl shall be bound in Jerusalem. Thus saith the Lord. And a bigger apostle, a bigger man than he, the apostle higher than the prophet. And the apostle, my brothers and sisters, tell him, hold your peace. I know that already. Give me back my girl. Don't play no Old Testament prophet here for me. God revealed that to me already. That's the authority of the apostle. That is why it say apostle first and then prophet. And then teachers and then pastors. Yeah. And this day is playing a mighty teacher. Who? An angel appeared to you? Did an angel appear to you? Huh? And did he tell you your position in the body? Yeah, I will show you a man who was in the body. His name was William Branham. I will show you an adopted son called William Branham. And he had an angel. And the angel tell him who he is. You want me to tell you the officer, Brother Branham? Let me tell you what that angel tell him. He is apostle. Brother Branham was an apostle. He was prophet. He was teacher. He was evangelist, and he was a pastor. Is that right? And he had another position higher than that, and that is a messenger. A messenger is higher than a prophet. Yes, Brother Branham had many gifts with that. So when you are adopted, you are given a position and you are given power. to work for God. That's what Brother Branham said. Yeah. Come, let me see your signs. Let me see your wonders. Millions of people are sick around the world. Come and demonstrate your power. Huh? Say you are dead as a hammer. And that you are dead as a hammer. And all what you have are titles. Yes, thunder specialist. Show me that in the fivefold ministry. You are not adopted. Therefore, you are not in the fivefold ministry. I tell you, God is great. Yes, but these people have no regards for the quotations of Brother Branham, you know. No, then blame us, stay, blame us in a letter, you know, for pick and choosing quotations to write EODH, you liar. You are the one that pick and choose quotation. And Ander is the one that pick and choose quotation. We preach all the word. And we quote all the word. Yes, sir. Yes, since they said, Brother Branham left a fivefold ministry behind. That is what caused me to ask him a question. When? Where he set it? Yeah, I know very well that it takes God to set it. They say, Brother Branham leave the fivefold ministry behind. So I'm forced to ask, when? Where? And how? Yes, but I know when, where, and how. How is that God set it? God had set some in the church. And I know where. And I know when. Search it out there, Tay. The adoption take place after Jesus left the earth. All right. So now if they say God said it, and not Branham, it's still, the question still remain, when and where? When, where, and how? But we're not going to tell them. Yeah. Now if I ask, when did Brother Branham set it, and where he set it, and how he set it, that is because of their claims. Yeah. But I know very well it takes God to set it. And had a time that he said it. Yes. And it had a place that he said it. And so it is today. There is going to be a time and a place. And it will be God to set it. And today you would not be there because you're making heresy unless you repent after this admonition. Yeah. And that you won't be there. You pervert the scripture. I call you to repentance for the last time. Yes, sir. So now, if the adoption never take place and the fivefold ministry never did take place, my brothers and sisters, then they are self-appointed.
That's right.
So now, preacher, let me ask you something. I don't belong to Tay and Ander. Are you saying that there is no fivefold ministry on the earth? No, I am not saying that. When Jesus was there, he called 70 and appointed them and 12 and appointed them, but never set a fivefold ministry. But the gifts for the fivefold ministry was right there under Jesus. But it was not set until the adoption take place. And it's the same thing today. We have a fivefold ministry around the world. Genuine ministers, genuine brothers, and don't forget, my brother, sinners too.
That's right.
Oh, that might shock you. Sinners too. People who drink in rum, and you'll find some vagrant. And I am saying that some of them belong to the fivefold ministry. Don't you know that? Yeah, gifts and calling are without repentance. Gifts and callings are without repentance. Yeah, before man even repent, there was a gift that is born in him. Yes, and God pushed him to that gift. Yes, one of the prophets, I think is Ezekiel, all right, he said, I was ordained in my mother's womb. Yes. Before he was born, he said, I was ordained a prophet in my mother's womb. Yeah. And brother preachers are born. Yes, right now there are preachers sitting here, apostles sitting here, prophets sitting here. Yeah, that will have that gift in their bosom and it is going to trouble them. Oh my, this is sweet. I know you will enjoy this. That is why I come back here. Because you are learning. Some, many of us never knew the adoption and the fivefold ministries, one and the same. Many of us did not know that. Brothers and sisters, that is why you hear me say, preacher of righteousness. Yes. All right, preacher of righteousness. Yes, and we have men in training here. Yes, and they're doing very good. We have gallant brothers who have their faith and just step out and say, yes, I will try it. Yeah, and God anoint them and bless them. Sure, God will continue to bless them. Stop the gift that is in thee. Yes, stir up the gift that is in thee. Yes, by the laying of the hands of the presbytery. Yes, my beloved. Oh, God, this is so wonderful, but we have to go. Yes, you are adopted into that. So remember, the fivefold ministry is the adoption where God set in the church a fivefold ministry and back it up with signs and wonders. Yes, sir. So now these men, since they were born from a corrupt tree, then they can only produce corrupt heresies. You see how that runs, brother? Yes. They produce corrupt heresies. They produce a corrupt life, a lying tongue.
That's right.
Proud devil. Yes, ambitious devil. Yeah, that will tell the elected ministers, you sit down there. Yeah, who are you? You proud brute. You sit down there, I'm commanding you now. Don't open your mouth again. Yes, to the congregation. Yes, set the people free. Let my people go, God said. The word of God is coming for them. I say, Jackson is a star to you fellas. Three and under. He had more sense than the seven thunders this side of the rapture. Yes, I'm sorry for the poor man. He went nuts. Yeah. But that was a trial to you to show your pride and self and ambition. Yes, to start following him, knowing that he speaks contrary. Brother Ban. And then, Tay, you're going to tell me you did not listen to Jackson. Imagine that. After he knew that Jackson was wrong in all them years, finding an excuse to tell me, you all did not listen to Jackness. I don't have to listen to Jackson. If I had listened to Jackness, I will be a heretic like you. Yeah, same thing, Ander. You will be a heretic like you, Ander. I'll be a heretic like Amos. Away with your advice. Away with your excuse. I don't have to follow none of you heretics. We follow the word of God. We believe Branham. Yeah, we believe Bob Lambert. First matter for the message. Oh, yes, sir. All right. So, Amos, Tay, and Ander, and others, and all the people that followed them throughout the world were born from a corrupt tree.
Yes, sir.
If you have a man with a corrupt seed, he's going to plant a corrupt seed in you. Yes, he must be born again. Follow a false prophet, you shall receive a false boat. Yeah, follow a true prophet, and you will have the word of God. Right? Now, Tay and Amos, and all that follow Jackson, you have no right to the interpretation of the scriptures. I'm coming up to Revelation 10. You have no right. Because your soul is corrupt. Your teaching is corrupt. You are corrupt. And Tay's son is corrupt. Who he's trying to make pastor there. Down from the pulpit before you even enter it. And set the people free. You have no right to the interpretation of the scriptures. Malachi 4 alone had the interpretation to the scriptures of the seven church ages. And Christ alone has the interpretation for the bride age. Cain or under believe, they don't believe in a bride age. Maybe you are not the bride. Maybe you are not the bride. All right. Look like I have to come back Sunday. Cain or under, you are not called to interpret the mighty angel of Revelation 10:1. Your mouth is too corrupt. You come from a corrupt tree. You have no part, no lot in this interpretation. Right? You have no business interpreting Revelation 10:1. You cannot interpret God. Trying to interpret God? Don't you know that is God standing there? In the form of an angel? All right. That might slip over your donkey heads. Te and anda. That that is God that is standing there. Don't you realize that Moses, when there it was an angel, and it was called the angel of the Lord, and then he revealed to him, I am the I am. Yeah, that's the I am that stood upon land and sea, boy. You trying to interpret God? Yes. Now I have no more admonition to you. If you ain't repent of what I have proven there in the fivefold ministry, this admonition is not for you. This admonition is for those that are deceived by you and deceived by Jackson, deceived by Ander, deceived by Amos. This is for the deliverance of the souls of men and women. Yeah. So, you will have to prove your faithfulness, yes, and your election by repenting. Otherwise, you are condemned of yourself. Mere exposition of damnable heresy. Okay. Now, this is the heresy of Te and Ander that is hatched up. Now, we come to Revelation 10:1. And the heresies that they made out of that to explain Revelation 10:1. Not coming down on the earth in 1963, as Brother Branham said. You are greater than the prophet, boy. A dumb dog of Jerusalem. You're greater than Brother Branham. But when Brother Branham says something, he said, no, that never happened. Who are you? A heretic. Yes, sir. So Te and Ander place Revelation 10:1. This is the heresy. When mercy is over. When mercy is over. In defiance to WMB, they are indicating that Brother Branham is wrong in saying that. He is right. Yes. WMB, William Branham, placed him on earth at the opening of the seal in 1963. Now, congregation, this is why Brother Branham placed Revelation 10:1 when the seals was open. All right. Yeah. He said, and tell the world my mission. I believe to the earth is what? Is to forerun the coming word. The coming word is Christ. And Christ in him has the millennium and has everything right there because he is the word. Unquote. Our prophet is saying that his mission upon the earth, and let the whole world know that he forerun the world. And the word is Christ. Nobody could have said that in the world. Who could have said that? Only the foreigner. All right, hear this again. Now notice that at the opening of the seals, Revelation 10, the full word is to be born into manifestation again and vindicated by the Spirit of God in the full strength as it was when he was here on earth. Manifested in the same way, doing the same things, and it did when it was here on earth. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And in St. Luke 17:30, Jesus Christ, in the last days, when the Son of Man will be revealing himself again, and it will be the same thing. All right, seed, not air, with the shock. Brother Branham is saying that the full word of God was born into existence at the opening of the seals. Now I am asking message followers, all right, where is that full word? Not only that, but he says that it must be vindicated in the very same way that Christ was vindicated. I'm telling you, Revelation 10:1 will be vindicated and proven that he is here when he set a fivefold ministry in order. All right, hear this. Christ is the opening of the seals. He is the seal. He is the one who opened those seals. He is those seals. For the whole word of God is Christ. And Christ is the seals that was opened. What is the opening of the seals then? Revealed in Christ. And the very seven angels which represented the seven church ages all completed. Yes, the quickening power. Let us see, he is coming. He is coming with quickening power. Now, brother, this heresy, Brother Branham did not only say that Revelation 10:1 is on the earth, he said he forerun the world. Like John the Baptist. Yes. He said when the seals was opened, the full word of God was born into existence. Now he's saying the seventh seal is Christ. Where is he? Where is he that is born King of the Jews? Have you seen his star? If you see his star, it will direct you to the Messiah where he was born. Unless we had a seven church age star in the end time, we could not find Christ. No, we could not find him. We had to follow the star. Yes, and as you follow the star, it will come on over the house where the Messiah is. He was living in a house. He was not in the manger. Yeah, the Catholic Church put three wise men with a little baby in a basket. But that's a lie. Beloved, Jesus, when the wise men went to him, he was found in a house. He was found in a house. And the pillar of fire came and rested over the house. Yes, sir. Thank God, we found a house. Because the star directed us to the house. All right. Let me settle this one for all. Now, these hypocrites that deny Revelation 10:1 read this quotation. They know it. They deny it. They pervert it. Right? I had a battle with a man called Elijah Gibbs from Connecticut. That hypocrite and liar that was trying to deny Revelation 10:1, the sword of the king put him down. That is book 13. Yeah, it put him down. All kinds of lies, all kinds of tricks. Yes, sir. All right. Hear what Brother Branham said. Not me, Brother Branham, the vindicated prophet. All right. I just cutting it short here. He said, when the seals are broke and the mystery is revealed, down come the angel, the messenger Christ, setting his foot upon the land and upon the sea with a rainbow over his head. Now remember, this seventh angel is on the earth at the time of this coming. Just as John was giving his message, the same time that Messiah came, in the days, John knew he would see him because he was going to introduce him. Unquote. Now the seals, page 74, 75. End of dispute. I said end of dispute. Our prophet have spoken. Malachi 4 has spoken. Right? And it's very simple how he put it. All right? He says, at the time of the seventh angel, which is William Branham, right, while he's declaring his message, opening up the seals, he said, down come the mighty angel, setting one foot upon the land, one upon the sea. He said, remember, at the time of this mighty angel coming down, the seventh angel is here. One is from the earth, and one is from the heaven. And both of them meet here on earth. Is that right? To further that, my brother, he said, remember that John had to meet Jesus. And John knew that he will meet him. Now hear what these fanatics are saying. That Brother Branham don't mean that. That he should not say that. He should not say that. You raise my war blood, boy. You telling Malachi 4? The immortal Elijah that come back in the man called William Branham. That he don't know what he's talking about. And he should not say that. You liar. Nobody will swallow that. Congregation there, don't swallow it. Message believers, message ministers, don't swallow that heresy. Brother Branham is right. And these heretics are wrong. Yes. Amos is wrong. T is wrong. And that is wrong. Brother Branham is right. And EODH is right. And Bethel is right. And all those who believe the word is right. Brother Mensah is right. Brother Asari is right. Yes, and all the ministers over there, Maxwell is right in preaching that. And brothers and sisters, Brother Kwawu is right. Yes, we have not cunningly, we have not followed cunningly devised fables. When we made known unto you the coming of the Lord. It's not a cult. No, we made known unto you the coming of the Lord. Yes, sir. So, friends, they believe that mercy is over. And they put this down at the rapture. And the condemning Brother Branham. Now I am asking you, Mr. T, who pick and choose in quotation for you to make such a stupid statement that you have not listened to Jackson, and you pick and choose quotation, yes, and everybody who don't believe you, well, and is not in your fold, is wrong. No, the ones that are heretic like you is wrong. Heretics like Ander is wrong. Heretics like Amos is wrong. Yes. Heretics, like who pervert the word of God, is wrong. Heodiesh is right. Because we quoted all the word, we quoted all the quotation.
Yes.
All the word. We challenge you to bring your 30 errors that you find. The only way you could find 30 errors is by your nasty heresy. Every place that we say that Revelation 10:1 on the earth is an error, according to your doctrine, bring it, we're waiting for it, man. Yes, sir. Yeah, bring the heresy. Show us the 30 errors in it. Yes, you cannot. Yes, EODH. And here the stupid thing. He asked, you know, the black skinned son of Ham, writing him a letter. Yeah. He said, have you studied and have you checked, you know, your doctrines or your book or whatever he said? Yeah. Here the answer for you, Mr. T. We don't write and then check. We don't preach and then check. That is your system. I am checking you out right now. And it's full of heresies. We check before we write. We check before we preach. Yes, we listen to Branham, then we preach. We listen to the Bible before we preach. Yes, we don't write and then after check, and I don't want your reminder. Your reminder is rubbish. Yes, sir. Action, Brother Jack, if you have examined your teachings or whatever, you know, after we ask him the question about fivefold ministry, this dumb heretic. Yes, he's now going to, have you checked your work? Have you checked? We have a research center, Message Research Center. You have a Message Research Center? And your research is showing you that Revelation 10:1 is a derapture. And it show inside of there that you are a thunder specialist. Huh? And it shows you in there that I am an eighth messenger. That is what your research center showing. Then your research center is of the devil. Away with your research center. There you pride yourself for. Yes. Your big name you want from America and UK. You talk about a research center. If that was searching the message correctly, you will know that we are children of God. You will know that EODH is the word of God. You will know that. Yes. You must know that. Because, my brother, the Bible bear witness of us. And the message bear witness of us. And the word bear witness of John the Baptist. When they ask him, who art thou? He said, I'm the voice of one crying in the wilderness. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Yes, sir. And Jesus said, search the scriptures, for in them you think it to have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Yeah. The word will testify of us if we are preaching the truth. And God is coming to back up this thing. Yes, sir. So you are corrupt, friend. Yeah. We believe Branham.
Yes, we do.
You with your dog mouth. Cannot tell me Branham is wrong. When he declared that he's standing on earth now. We believe he's standing on earth. And not only intellectually, we feel the angel presence. We feel the anointing of the presence of God. Yes, he inspired me to expose you heretics and heresies. Yes, what do you think? Is it a man job? They say, no man job, boy. It's the job of Revelation 10:1. You can't fight me. And if you fight me, you can't win me. Yes, I am empowered by Revelation 10:1. And the congregation is empowered by Revelation 10:1. Presence of God follow this world wherever it goes. In India, in Africa, amongst the Ghana ministers, yes, you don't have the presence of God because you don't have the word of God. Oh, yes, sir.
You taking our Redeemer and want to put him when mercy over? Where he cannot redeem us? Huh? What kind of fella are you? Huh? Why? Oh my. I'll save your energy, you know, for Sunday. Yeah, but I'll still give you some. Now they place him, Revelation 10:1, at the rapture, saying, this is at that time. Not in 63. Brother Branham says 63. And them saying, down so. Yeah. Who are you, boy? There you talk like a little boy. And there you talk like a fool in your book. Huh? Brother Branham saying one thing, you have no regard for Brother Branham's message. Just like Jackson. You are a fruit of that same tree. Ah. All right. So, that is what they are saying. They put him down so. Brother Branham put him up here. Yes. Oh, yes. Who are we going to follow? Not the vindicated prophet? Yes. And anybody that speak contrary to Brother Branham, right, is of the devil. Yes. And anointed of the devil. Yes, and is a serpent from the Garden of Eden. Yes. When God said, my brother, not to eat, the devil said, eat it. Yeah. Yeah, Brother Branham say, you, we have Revelation 10:1, and I am going to meet him. Yes. Brothers and sisters, Branham met him. Yes. If the prophet say so, then Brother Branham met Revelation 10:1. Yes. And we met him too. Yes. I'm telling you. We met him too. Yeah, we have his presence. We have his word. Yes, and we met Revelation. Listen, without Revelation 10:1, you could not survive this. Go down in a plain message and see if you could sit down there for half an hour. No. Go down to Tay and see if you could sit down there. I don't know how the ministers make out from Ghana to sit under Tay and let him speak like that. The next time, brother, walk out. He's a hypocrite and a liar. Don't subject yourself to any minister up there to hear their foolishness. Get up and walk out. Yes, sir. All right. On account of putting Christ down so at the rapture, he preaches that the blood is off the mercy seat then. We need the blood on this side of the rapture. Yes, blood is off the mercy seat. Salvation is over. The last elect is called. Because he put him there after. But here they dunce. Huh? The seven thunders will give a revival. Who are you reviving? The Pope? Are you going to revive the Pope there? Huh? And he using a quotation from Brother Branham's book where he said the bride's revival, my brother, is going to be here. Don't you know we need the blood? Yes. Don't you know we need grace? Yes. Don't you know that we need power? Yes, sir. In order for a bride's revival? Yes. And if the bride's revival comes, it is to save the bride? Huh? How you can say blood is off the mercy seat? Huh? If a bride revival is coming, it's to save the bride. Yes. It's to equip the bride. Yes. What you going to do with a bride revival after mercy is over? Boy, I tell you, I don't know what to call these fellas, donkeys or mules or goat or whatever. It take a man with a proud devilish spirit to come against the prophet. And misinterpret the word of God. Whatever I call you, you deserve it, you dumb dog of Jerusalem. Yes. That is how this servant of Judah, he called them all kinds of things because they were heretics. It's a clouds without water, raging wave of the sea, foaming out their own shame, wandering stars.
His home is reserved in, for blackness, and darkness is reserved for them. Yeah, many more. I don't have the time. Yeah. Okay. On account of that, the blood is off the mercy seat. All right, they say that when that angel stands there at the rapture, watch this, at the rapture, just before the rapture, seven seals come in to change the body. You ain't going to be changed to go nowhere. None of you heretics are going nowhere. Amen. Yeah. That happens on this side of the rapture.
Oh, yes.
So now he is saying that time is no longer. He said that is where the angel come down and swear that there is time no longer. Mercy over. Last elected is called. Look how stupid these fellows are. Time no longer. Pick up time no longer. A little fellow inside of here, a non-preacher. A sister could even preach to a heretic like this. After the rapture, time still continues. We have 7 years. 3.5 years for a modern Ethiopia, and 3.5 years for tribulation. You're a liar, T. And you're a liar. Time would not be over at the time of the rapture. Because there was a 7 year period. And what again? Tell me. I have 1,000 years again, boy. 1,000 year reign. That is still in time. Yeah, new world come into eternity. So you are wrong in your interpretation. That is not the time. Therefore, your placing of Revelation 10:1 is wrong. Yeah. And let me tell you and quote the prophet. The prophet of God said when Revelation 10:1 comes down and swear away time, the seals will be opened.
That's right.
1963. He's saying that is not years and days and months. He said it is church age time. The seven church ages is sworn away. So you'll put that quotation in the book there, Brother Jacob. Several quotations. Brother Branham say, when the mighty angel come down and swear away time, the seals will be opened.
Yes.
Yeah, he said, don't happen in the seven church age. The seals was not open in the seven church age. It was open after the church age was sworn away by the angel. Yeah, that is when it was opened. Yes, after. So before the seals could be opened, or around the time of the opening of the seals, Revelation 10:1 stood on earth. And Brother Branham was here at that time. He met him, and he talked to him, and he was very notable to him. Somebody sleep away. Yes. Brothers and sisters, when the seals open, Brother Branham become a new man. And he say he'll never be able to think the same. Something very great happened. You know what is that? He came in contact with the mighty angel. Revelation 10:1. Yeah, just as he said. If that did not happen, brothers, where Brother Branham met the mighty angel, which was Christ, he was found a false prophet. He was found a false prophet because he was to forerun with his message, right, the second coming of Christ. He forerun the word. The full word of God was born. Again, born at the opening of the seals. The seals was Christ. That is who it was. So my brother, that was the word that come down. And the open book in his hand was representing the full word of God from the opening of the seals. All right. Okay, I'll find a stopping place just now. Okay. Christ is upon the earth since the opening of the seals. And these fellows place him at the rapture. And they place him at the rapture as a judge. So now, since he is in a judgment attire, they say he has come down as a judge and no mercy for nobody. He's a judge. Hear me. Just for your strength, I don't have to explain all of these things for these heretics. I'm trying to deliver pastors like we have delivered thousands around the world by exposing heresy. I'm trying to rightly place Revelation 10:1. The rest I'll pick up on Sunday, announcing all the brothers overseas. I'm coming back Sunday, the Lord will. They placed him as a judge and mercy over at the time of the rapture. I am here to expose you heretics. His attire in Revelation 10:1 is not only a judge. You are confused. And you are blinded. Eh? Revelation 10:1 is not only a judge. But my brother, he come down as a redeemer. And he got to find a kinman. His attire is not only a judge. It is mixed with the attire of judgment and the attire of mercy. The judgment attire speaks of amateur judgment. That is why these things are happening in the world since 1963. Amateur judgment. Full judgment is going to go after he redeems his bride. Come on, we preach it every year. Full judgment is going to belch forth after he redeem his bride. All right, closing up now, all right? So these fellows are really dumb dogs. They can't bark, they can't understand. All right? His attire is not only judge, but also in mercy. The judgment speaks of amateur judgment, and not only that, speaks of the sixth seal coming down, way over in the tribulation. All right? There it is. The book in God's hand represents redemption. Amen. Come on, support me now. Yes. Let the congregation over there and the pastors here. Yes. The book represents redemption. Yes. Is that right? It represents redemption. Yes. Because the seals release redemption. Yes. It released redemption. And redemption was written in the book. It was a redemption book. Yes. And we want that redemption on earth. You cannot put him by the rapture down there. You got to put him in 1963. Where he will reveal the redemption. So the book represents redemption for the living bride. Pulling them, redeeming them out of all deception of the four horse riders. Is that right? All right. It represents, the book represents the bride revival. Redemption. It represents outpouring. That book being opened and redemption coming forth, it represents the resurrection of the bride throughout the ages. These things cannot be done with the blood of the mercy seat. It takes the blood to redeem the bride. It takes the blood to have revival. And it takes the blood for the token. Yes, sir. It takes the blood, my brother, to redeem the Jews. Come on. From that book now is the blood of redemption. Yes. From that book, it is bringing redemption, redeeming the living bride from all deception, applying the blood to their heart, getting them born again, giving them the token, outpouring of the Spirit. All right. The book is open to change your body. Yes, sir. Change your body. The book is open for the salvation of the Jews. The book is open for the final thing, the rapture. All that work of grace coming from the book and from Revelation 10:1 needs the blood of redemption. And you could only have the blood of redemption on this side of the rapture. After the rapture, there is no blood. So we bring back Revelation 10:1 back in 1963. Yes, these thieves want to take him away from us. Yeah, but we know him by divine revelation. The book held a plan of redemption. Yes, sir. In 1963, and the seals were open for the plan of redemption. How you could make him a judge only. After the redemption, then he become judge fully. Then you're going to see the judgment coming down in the tribulation period. Come, musicians. I'll come back on Sunday. Lord willing, you want to hear it? Now we need, brothers and sisters, the blood of redemption on this side. That is why he came down in 1963, just as the prophet said. Yeah. And from that redemption book, we are drawing the born-again experience. We are having a revelation of Christ. Yes, that is what is happening by this Revelation 10:1. So you see the devil that tried to move him from 63 and carry him down the road there in order for the people to be lost. That is what they are doing. They try to bring them down, you know, right down to the rapture, and they don't know what they are talking about. Don't you realize? All right, that Job said, here, if I'm correct, correct me. I know my judge liveth. And he shall stand upon the earth in the latter day. Is not judge? What it says? Oh, it says redeemer. And he said, I know my redeemer standeth. On the earth. And those skins worm eat my body. Yet in my flesh shall I see God. Who I shall see for myself and not another with me. Is he a redeemer? Yes, them calling him judge is my redeemer. My redeemer lives. Yeah. Our redeemer lives. Yeah. They're trying to make him a judge before time. He is our redeemer because of the opening of the seals. Right now upon earth he's still standing there. The blood is on the mercy seat. And he is dealing with us. Yes, they try to make him a judge. He's not only a judge. Right. He's in the attire of judgment. But most of his attire is redemption. Yeah. So be encouraged. Be blessed. My brother, you are not tied up in none of those heresies and the grace of God to you. You have found the correct ministry and is the grace of God. He loves you, my brothers and sisters. And the angel of God is with us. God bless your heart. Yes. Let us say a word of prayer. Thank you, Father. God, we want to be prepared. Above all things, We want to put down our hypocrisy, our sin, our shortcoming. Lord, the sin that so easily beset us, that we may be born again. Oh God, and after we are born again, that outpouring could come to us. And then we are safe and secured for the rapture. We'll be raptured off the altar. Thank you for this grace upon your people. Bless them, lead them, Father, and anoint and deliver those people under these heresies. Thank you very much for your word and the unction from above tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And the congregation say,
Amen.
One more time, let us stand.
Amen.
One more time again.
Amen
means so let it be. I believe all that you preach tonight, preacher. Yes, and we shall enter in. Give us a song. And
praise be to our God.
Yeah.
We bow our heads, Father and our God, as we come, Lord, to our next end of our next meeting, Father. We are thankful and grateful for your presence among your people, O God. And Lord, not forgetting Sunday, Lord, that your servant will come, Lord, to minister the word of life again unto us, Lord. Lord, may you give him unction from above, Father. Lord, and your precious people who are going to their various home, O Lord, may you protect them in the way as you always do, Father, and bring them back, Father, safely in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, for your honor and glory. Amen.